Just let go. Content warnings for description of permanent injury, pained noises, suicidal ideation, mention of a dead body, and death in an elevator. Can you believe this? Yeah, no, they've literally gone to talk it over. 9 people in this elevator, and not one thought twice about going to talk it over. What about me, huh? Do I not get to be part of the conversation? I can help figure it all out real quick. Who should hold this goddamn elevator in place while I get out of it? Probably any person who can do it before my goddamn arms tear off. They know I can hear them. They're like right around the corner. If I didn't mind falling to my death, I bet I could even see some of them. Yep. They're all there, having a little huddle. No one looking this way, of course. Can't be looking me in the eye while your all-important debate is going on, eh? My husband, child, and guinea pig are waiting at home. The quarterly board meeting is tonight. I can't miss it. I'm the chair. I'm too old to. I still have my whole life ahead of me. Oh, but I'm a hand model. I have a very important shoot next Tuesday. Yeah? Well, I'm pretty sure my left wrist is broken, so screw you. And this is why we take the stairs, especially when going down. Because any moment, something somewhere could catch fire, or break, or just decide it doesn't want to work anymore, and then some too bro for his own good guy will want to open all the hatches in every wall of the elevator to see what's going on. And then a cable could, for some goddamn reason, snap and fall onto the guy who stupidly climbed halfway out from the top hatch by now. And then, that guy will die. And then it will be up to you to feed the loose ends of that cable that just killed a man through spinning out of control gears and nearly lose your finger in there. And of course, the cable and the gears are metal, so they get each other, like, really hot. And now you and your blistering hands need to hold that cable tight until the elevator stops and someone manages to get the door open and every one of the 9 people in the elevator get out through the slit between the 14th floor and, well, the 14th floor, of course, leaving you with the dead body because they sure aren't gonna touch it. Then, they decide they need to confer about who is going to hold on to the leftover cable, which isn't long enough to go all the way out of the elevator, because why the fuck would it be? So that you can leave the elevator too, and you've been in here for an uncomfortably long time, and that's just how your Thursday is going now. So yeah, stairs. I mean, sure, 23 floors is a lot, but you'll be way happier with your sore legs on the first floor as opposed to halfway down the 14th with probably forever mutilated arms. First floor option also comes with some small lingering faith in humanity. That's always a plus. Hang on. Where's everyone gone? Oi! Oi! Y'all still there? I can't hold this forever. Oh no. What if they? No. No, come on. They won't leave. They know I'm still here. Oh no. Okay. Deep breaths. That was the fire exit. That was for sure the fire exit. They totally left. Fuck. Those fucking pieces of shit, goddamn. Okay, no shift change? Fine. We didn't need them anyway, did we? Talking to a dead body's name I don't know. Todd? Yeah, we'll get through this with nothing but the clothes on our back and the... Oh, I could try to stick a bunch of clothes in the gears and jam them that way. Though, judging by the size of these, I need something tougher. Jammy. Nope. Oh, God, this hurts. I tell ya, you're definitely the one better off here, Todd. This is hell. Ugh. I can't do this anymore. They're not coming back, and I'm stuck here until both my arms dislocate, and then I'll fall. I mean, what's the use in waiting? Nothing will change in the, what, few minutes I could hold on for. I could just let go now. Get it over with as little pain as I can. That's gotta be better than waiting longer. And just let go. And that's it, right? Easy. So easy. Just let go. Okay. Yeah. Just let go. This microsode was written by Nico Goldstein. It was recorded and produced by Tal Minear. Nico is also a sound editor and voice actor. You can find them on Twitter at SilentENGEE and listen to their one-person micros, The Little Bits. Check the show notes for a link.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.